Die Vereinten Nationen zusammen im Schulterschluss mit dem World
Economic Forum. The United Nations, together with the World Economic Forum WEF and others, are currently in the process of introducing the 2030 Agenda worldwide. This is the biggest transformation ever planned for all countries and all peoples, and aims to change every aspect of human society. Finance, agriculture, food, travel, economics, sexuality, education, etc. The ultimate goal of the 2030 Agenda is to establish a one-world government with unelected leaders. At the heart of this world government are the United Nations, along with the World Health Organization, WHO, and the World Economic Forum. Above them are financial interest groups that operate in complete secrecy so that no one shall ever hold them accountable for their crimes against humanity. Given the all-encompassing scope of what is going on, it is urgent that this criminal agenda of the UN be made known to as many people as possible. Because if it affects all people, then all people should be able to have their say, for example, in a world tribunal. For this reason, the news platform Stop World Control, in collaboration with the International Crimes Investigative Committee, organized an online disclosure on January 28, 2023. A senior official who for two decades worked at the highest levels within the UN is exposing the organization's dark secrets.
Welcome to another session of the International Crimes Investigative Committee. Today we will take a closer look at the United Nations, which many people are aware of, that they are supposed to become the one world government as proclaimed in the Great Reset. So what is the United Nations about and who do we talk to? Well, our interview partner is a former high-ranking member of the United Nations. His name is Calin Georgescu. It is best to talk to someone who knows from personal experience what he's talking about, rather than to talk to someone who just has ideas about what is going on inside the United Nations.
Well, I serve this institution 17 years, almost 18. I start in Romania, in the United Nations Development Program, which gave to me the chance to understand, first of all, the system. I was director to coordinate the Romanian National Sustainable Development Strategy and Local Agenda 21, which I did for almost 40 counties in Romania. Then I arrived to different, let's say, events in New York and after that in Geneva, in many other countries, and I arrived also in the board for Europe in the United Nations Environmental Programme. I had a chance to have many meetings, many interviews, and particularly to understand how is running this system. But I had a chance to arrive, let's say, to the key people to understand how can work this train. I was absolutely sure that United Nations is a fantastic institution which can help the people and the welfare and the human being and to be a good life, to have a good life, and everything to be in harmony with the nature. Because this is my background, environmental protection. So based on my background, of course, I arrived to United Nations and I arrived to be a, as they call it, a specialist in sustainable development. But later on, of course, I find how, in fact, the things are moving. Because when, particularly when you are going in the field, you find reality. Reality is not from the office, not from the newspaper, not from the TV. It's from the ground. In the ground, I find that the most important part of the game, that the nature, the gods, the universe, give to us everything we want. Everything. So he can cover all our needs, but it's impossible to cover our greed. And the greed is not from the majority of the people. The greed is coming from a small part of the people. The main important cause is the oligarch, the world oligarch system.
Are they the one who
they
control?
They want to have the control. And for this reason, UN is the platform, the bridge for the oligarch system to control.
And the oligarchs are the ones who gather once a year in Davos, the members of the World Economic Forum?
Of course, this UN platform for 2030 with Davos agenda. UN was set up in 1945 with one simple purpose, to keep the peace. What a fantastic purpose. The problem is not this. The problem is that in different meetings, which I participate myself, I have seen the peace very small, like a Cinderella in the corner. And she wait to have a chance to speak. And she never had. Chance. She's just is waiting, she's waiting, she's waiting. And in fact, all the discussions, they were for war. But they don't say war.
And why is
it was
that?
It's very manipulated.
Yes, everything stood on its head,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And
when they say peace, they mean war. When they say justice, they mean injustice.
This is a point. Exactly like in sustainable development. I have been to most of the meetings, and official and unofficial, and negotiation. I can tell you how is the results. The result is that in the end of the day, is just one conclusion, how we can increase the consuming. And sometime, of course, many of the events, the most important is the gala dinner, how we can arrive to the food. So to increase only the consuming side, it's very dangerous. Because in fact, this was exactly the same situation with the Club of Rome, another important NGO.
And you were also a member of the Club of Rome.
And also I was the president for Europe of the Club of Rome for almost 2 years and a half in Vienna, in Austria.
And you encountered the same problem there.
Exactly, because they approach this vision that it's a limit. I mean, they find at that time that we are going too fast and too dangerous.
Exploiting the resources of the planet.
Yes, but in what sense? In a sense of greed. One is to exploit the natural resources, for example, in Ghana or in Guinea-Conakry. Why I say Guinea-Conakry? Because Guinea-Conakry, as I have seen myself in all the planet I have been, is one of the most richest country in the world. And it's very small. Very small, but it's fantastic rich.
I had no idea.
Fantastic. The best top of gold and other natural resources that are in Guinea-Conakry. So Guinea-Conakry, if they want to exploit the natural resources for themselves, this is fine. But if they are coming others from outside, this is a problem. So here we are with a natural resources exploitation. Because majority of the countries in the world, they have no control for their own natural resources. There are it's exactly the system controlled by Davos, particularly, with the same agenda as UN, exactly as I told you. And they control the natural resources. And people on the power, because they cannot say leaders, because it doesn't take these political leaders. Mm-hmm. People which they have the power, they are their employees. The world oligarchic system, they have the power on Europe because they control all the people like Bundeskanzler or president or prime minister or whatever there are. Mm-hmm. Because they are not the employee of their people.
They work for the other side.
Exactly.
They work for the oligarchs.
There are employees of the oligarchs.
What you're saying is that the UN is now indistinguishable from the World Economic Forum, or Davos in short, because it is being controlled by the same ideas and the same oligarchs.
Totally, 100%. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And the World Economic Forum, in turn, creates their leaders who are then going to be elected by us through their Young Global Leaders program.
This is a point. In general, in United Nations, there are coming people which they check before if they are politically correct. Mm-hmm. But you have to be 100% totally correct, totally politically correct. Mm-hmm. If you are not, you cannot be in. They try to control you by salary.
Paying you a lot of money.
By different offers, mm-hmm. in a sense that you have access, free access to the transport, free access to the restaurants, free access to different things. And in fact, it's a badge. UN badge does mean that you are someone important in comparison with the people from the street.
Oh.
You know, this, I mean.
So they make you feel not just richer than the people on the streets, but superior to them.
Exactly like in the banking system. Uh-huh. Look to the young people who there are employees in the bank. He, in his car, he can see on the street his friend. He said, sorry, I have no time for you. I'm someone. Mm-hmm. I'm the banker. So they invest in manipulate the mind of the people. And in a moment when you manipulate the mind of the people, they sell their soul.
So they may have started out with good intentions, they choose people who, as you said, are completely in line and are willing to sell their souls.
Correct. Exactly. They don't like to you or to your life to be beautiful, to mm-hmm. be harmony. Mm-hmm. They like just the black. You have to be under control. With other words, you know, Darwin said to us that we are coming from animals. Mm-hmm. The new Darwins.
The descendants of monkeys.
The new Darwins, they said we are coming from robots. Mm-hmm. And here we are. I mean, we discuss about the transhumanist process, which those people, they want to impose. Mm-hmm. And how they can impose. They impose it when the people totally believe that this system internationally, which is somewhere high from you, they care about you. And only if what they are saying, you have to respect, which is wrong. As they are trying to push us to dictate everything about our health. Mm-hmm. How can be someone to dictate about me? Or
and
about
it's
you?
That's another it's NGO. That's the World Health Organization. It's just another NGO. No one there was elected by anyone.
No, they are just nominated.
Yes.
They are nominated in general, the people who there are totally slave in their mind.
Yeah, that's the only reason I can find why someone like Tedros, who in his own country has committed crimes, why this man becomes the chairman of the World Health Organization, only because no one elected him, but he's nominated.
You know what? I met him in Geneva for a meeting, and he was exactly the definition of the slave.
Ha. Huh.
In the year of 60 was the great legend in United States, Malcolm X. Malcolm X was the leader against the slavery, mm-hmm. remember?
And he was the leader of the Black Panther movement, I believe.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And he was assassinated, by the way.
Yeah.
Exactly the same situation as with Kennedy. Because he said, house nigger and field nigger. The house nigger, what does mean this?
The Uncle Tom.
Exactly. He said, we all the time is we. We does mean you a slave together with your boss.
Mm-hmm.
And you are we.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't say my boss, you said we.
Yeah.
I mean, because he is part of the system. House nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been the slave who is totally dedicated to the boss, even that is Brussels or is Washington, mm-hmm. European Union, whatever. It's the same. And the field nigger, the people which they don't want their country to be a field mm-hmm. for others. And here is the main important point, Rainer, that all the majority of the humanity, people, they understand that what Davos said, that the control is about the financial and banking system. The powerful is where are the natural resources. Look in Africa. It's a continent which I know quite very, very well. I spent almost 8 years in different missions and other things like this. So Africa is probably the most beautiful part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't exist free country there. I mean, Guinea-Conakry can be, how I can say, the pearl,
mm-hmm.
can be the gold lingo bar of the planet. Small, beautiful, fantastic, full of natural resources. Do you understand? Full. Full does mean full. And the people that are on the street with the device in the front and play games.
What happened?
Brainwash. All of them. They control exactly the presidency institution and the people that are the slaves. In fact, the slavery didn't disappear, as those people said. It's mm-hmm. most powerful as never.
Mm-hmm. Only in a different
sense. The door
sense.
Of the slavery, which we know from history, was Dakar in Senegal.
Yeah.
Is now all the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. There are doors and doors and doors and doors of slavery.
But the slaveholders are now different. In effect, it's the oligarchs who control the
UN. It's the same. I mean, for this, it doesn't exist correct political campaign. They put exactly the person who they
are. Yeah. No real elections anymore.
No, doesn't exist election. It's just on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know how they control this. And how can manipulate the mind of the people to vote exactly what they want. Donald Trump was a big shock.
They didn't expect that to happen. That was an accident, I suppose.
Absolutely an accident.
Not part of their game plan.
It was the first time of the oligarchy system was happened an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally it have to be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And the process which we are dealing now with this pandemic and all these liars was supposed to be in 2016.
They were pushed into
exactly,
early
in
start.
A sense to be in 2020 to be a disaster regarding food and water.
Ah, I see.
Which normally they want to arrive in 2025 now. Of course they will not succeed, this is clear. The system is almost down. Of course, there are the last moments and we have to have the courage now, all of us, to say no. For me, the most important piece of this game, Rainer, is that what I have seen in UN to my colleagues is they don't have the power to say no, because they know that in the end of the month is someone who push a button and in his bank account there are coming a few thousand dollars.
So it's all about money. Was there a particular incident that made you decide I have to get out of here? Or was it a slow process?
Well, of course, it was step by step.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important one was my last mission in Marshall Islands,
mm-hmm.
where I have seen probably the most beautiful part of the world. And I have seen how a disaster was made by the United States with the exercise of the atomic bombs mm-hmm. in 1960. Which they destroyed totally, most part of the archipelags in Marshall Islands.
You told me they destroyed the entire tuna fish population.
The tuna fish, and yeah, because it's totally affected by the nuclear things. And you cannot.
By the radiation.
It's not exactly by the radiation. You cannot clean, like you clean the house.
Yeah.
It's not possible, this. But the most important was affected this paradise with people they didn't know that what exists the Second War. They didn't know that there exist doctors.
And they didn't need any.
Yeah, because they simply, and the average was 180 years old, 200 years old.
Really?
Yeah, and now the average is 35, 40 years old.
The average age of when they died was?
180, 200.
Oh my God.
This one, exactly. And now the average is 40, 40, 45. No more. Because to the radiation. The most important part was that in the moment when I arrived with the report in Geneva, back to on the mission, they did everything, again, everything was possible to stop me to present this report. And including that they canceled my press conference. Mm-hmm. With a respect for the people who I met, in Marshall Islands I'm speaking, of course, the local people, I quit it. I decided to leave forever. It was a point of consciousness, plug out of matrix. This was done from me, in a sense that UN can have the fantastic role, but is not. Because it's totally under control of the oligarchs. Mm-hmm. And they try to push so hard this situation that I find in many many cases that the people which they assume that there are the employees, no? I mean, from top to the down or whatever, there are absolutely ridiculous claims. In a sense that nobody can has the power to say no. Just yes-mans, everywhere.
Are there no exceptions to this rule?
No exception. And do you know how much costs per year the building in United Nations in Geneva, only in Geneva? It's $2.5 billion per year, just to keep this building with all the employees, with all the cost, with everything.
$2.5 billion.
What you are doing with $2.5 billion in Guinea-Conakry, by the way? We can rebuild all the country in one day.
The fact that you work for the UN gives you other special privileges. You told me that you can travel anywhere because you have your UN passport, right?
When you have the UN badge, to say
badge,
this,
yeah.
You, first of all, you can travel business class everywhere and you have all the privilege.
And you don't even have to pay for that? I mean, if you travel business on a plane, you have to pay for it?
No, everything is paid by UN, of course. It's not by me, in fact. I don't pay anything.
So it is basically the taxpayers of the world who pay for this without even knowing.
Yeah, and in fact, the money, they are coming from the country because it's a contribution for each country.
Mm-hmm. For each member state.
Mm-hmm. For each member state. Each member state make a contribution, of course. The future of humanity have to be the free men.
Sovereign people. Who
sovereignty.
Realize that they have their own personal sovereignty.
And to respect the sovereignty of the person, of the human being.
We have the UN, which could have been a great institution, but it was totally captured by the oligarchs who are running the show at the World Economic Forum.
Exactly like Club of Rome, exactly like WWF, exactly like Greenpeace. And we can have many examples like that.
Pretty much all of the NGOs, I would
say. Pretty much the biggest one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that NGO, by definition, non-governmental organization, which does mean the grassroots, the needs of the society, of the community, sorry. The
that's what it should be.
Should be. But this was immediately
taken over by the oligarchs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they...
So when we think that they're doing whatever they're doing for the good of the people, in reality, they're doing it for the oligarchs because they run the show. So when we think that they're doing whatever they're doing for the good of the people, in reality, they're doing it for the oligarchs because they run the show.
And also if another NGO give money to another one. They support different other NGOs, but it's a very, very professional manipulation. Very professional.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart, very intelligent, just a line, very, very soft. You don't understand that you are part of the system. if the people, they understand what does mean the life today, all the governments, they disappear. They don't understand the life because the life is not what we know today. For example, we are in the house, we wake up, we go to the job, we are going, our boss say that we are going to another country, we take a hotel, we take the plane. This is not the life. The life is totally different. The life is how we can approach the nature, how much we are staying with us, how much you talk with yourself, how much time you spend in one day just for you, only you. In the moment when you spend more time with you, you are more creative, more elegant, with your family, with your wife, with your children. The harmony is important, exactly like in the nature.
So what you're saying is when people talk about spending quality time with their children, what we should really talk about is having a quality life, not just a carved-out niche, but a quality life. And that must be totally disconnected from these global corporations. And
quality life does not mean that you are going to the mall with your children and with your wife to see a movie and to eat sushi. Not. And by the way, to believe that you are going in holiday. Please try to understand what does mean this term. We are going in holiday. This is wrong. And exactly this is a manipulation. With the money in the pocket, I'm going in Caribbean, in Madagascar. But normally, holiday have to be each day. And in fact, doesn't have to exist, the terms holiday. Because the life is a presence of holiday. We have to enjoy. We don't know to enjoy the life right now.
Yes.
They are very carefully for you to don't enjoy the life. Because the moment when you enjoy the life, you are in the wrong direction for them. You don't have to have emotions. With other words, you don't have to have love. In the moment when you have love, which is the most powerful thing which the universe gives to us, you are not for them. You are someone wrong. And you have to be quiet immediately. You know? So you have to be just a robot, to respect and to work for what they are looking for.
For them, in effect.
For them. In fact, the majority of the people, they are working for them. This is a problem. They are not working for their self. They are not working for their own country. For this reason, there's so much poverty, which number one in the Millennium Objectives is to eradicate the poverty. This is absolutely bullshit because they don't respect anything from that. The poverty is much bigger than ever. The disaster of the school, it's much bigger than ever because here they control the people with the school. Because in school, in the moment when you are not free and you are just educate to be robot, you are in their hands and you cannot be free because you respect exactly the system. I want to underline again this point. We don't know what does mean the life, and this exactly they are looking for. Even, for example, your job, you are a lawyer. Normally, you defend a man to another one. Which in the normal life, like in Marshall Islands, this doesn't exist.
Because you don't need a system of rules
because
for justice.
Exactly. My report with you is to understand how I can increase my consciousness. And how I can participate with my consciousness to the consciousness of the universe. For this reason, doesn't exist lawyers normally.
Or politicians.
Politicians. In general, who is going now in politics is someone who doesn't know anything.
Yes.
He has
a
job. If you ask him what you are doing.
Now, this is basically true for all the politicians that were elected over the last 30 years, I should say. Yeah. Before that, that may have been different. But ever since they started their Young Global Leaders Program and the influence of the World Economic Forum over the UN, which is now obviously, as you're saying, totally under the control of the world, indistinguishable from the oligarchs, this influence has made it possible for them to infiltrate all layers of society with their own people.
This is correct. Absolutely.
With their puppets.
This, of course, this doesn't mean that we have to leave the situation like that. We have to have courage and to change.
Yes,
we have to be involved in politics because this is a situation now which the position with who we can change. The humanity today has a big chance with this situation because it's a chance for us to wake up. It's a chance to reconsider our life as was done by Creator for us, for each of us, from the beginning of the humanity. Otherwise, it's clear that humanity disappears. Like Einstein said regarding this nuclear power, which you know very well what was made by them exactly in the Second War and was used. The science was used against the human being.
Yeah.
Which, of course, in the moment when they are using that, it's the end of the humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear that we are in the wrong direction. This. And we are definitely in the wrong direction. We have to stop. Otherwise, it's a disaster. They arrive to the climate change, they arrive to the carbon credit, things which doesn't exist.
And this is all about money.
It's not a manipulation.
Because through the ICCP, they're creating more money out of nothing for themselves simply by lying to the people about climate change, which doesn't exist. Yes. I'm not saying this because this is what I think, but it's because the founder of Greenpeace, he holds several degrees, one of them in biology, I think, and he explained to us in great detail that climate change is a myth.
To impose a fear of the
people. Oh, yeah.
And to accuse you.
That is always the major problem, fear.
Exactly.
Because that's what they're using.
Exactly.
And in order to keep us in fear, they need to have all of their little tools in their toolbox. Corona, the virus, plandemic, food shortages, climate change, global warming, all that.
Yeah.
It's all a myth invented by the oligarchs so that they can make money and keep us in control. Is that the short version of what you're saying?
Exactly. How you can control the people.
Mm-hmm.
Control in the moment when you use the most important emotion, the fear.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment when you are controlling this emotion, you are the boss. And the people, they remain blocks in this situation. They don't understand that this is not part of the life. Normally, you doesn't exist the fear in general. Exists just the courage.
Mm-hmm.
The courage doesn't mean the first step in consciousness. And they control this because they find that the people, they don't have to have the power to understand who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the most important investment in the world. The society doesn't need you to be wise, because if you are wise, you are looking for freedom. And any society doesn't need you to be free. Because if you are free, that means that you have questions. You will be a rebel. You will be a lion. And they don't need this.
Yeah.
They need ducks.
Their society
they
doesn't
need sheep.
That.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Fear is the ultimate instrument of control then. Yesterday, I think in my presentation, I alluded to the question that they posed to Hermann Göring after the war, mm-hmm. when they asked him, how was it possible for you to make a people of poets and scientists and writers into monsters? And he said, oh, it doesn't take much. It doesn't make a difference if it's a communist or a capitalist system. The only thing you need is fear. Exactly. And for fear, they're using the plandemic right now. And then the next tool out of their toolbox, and then the next one, and the next one, because only if people are kept in fear do they follow orders.
All of them are on the device. The device doesn't mean everything. The device is already your life. And this makes us a lot of problems because doesn't exist any communication between us.
It disconnects them from life.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And exactly this they want. By the way, this lockdown, which is totally a criminal act, by the way.
Of course.
It's a criminal, the lockdown itself is a criminal act against humanity.
I 100% agree.
Because you put the children, particularly, to stay on the computer most part of the day, and they are totally dependent about the system. And in the moment when they are dependent, it's like a drug. And you have not conversation with him because his life is there. Of course, his virtual life is there. And you, like father or mother, you try to approach his heart, and you can't because he's there and you are here.
Some people, some parents don't even try to do that anymore. I saw a couple yesterday morning at the restaurant, and they didn't want to deal with their children. They had these devices, as you call them, these computer games in front of them, making a whole lot of noise.
Exactly.
And that's what substitutes as a, well, as a conversation. But it is not a conversation because you're talking, you're cooperating with a tool, with a machine, really. That's probably another step into transhumanism.
This is a, because the end of the transhumanism is the post-transhumanism, which is a most catastrophic situation of the humanity. Transhumanism is a transition, the transition to the robot. So we have to say no. The humanity, and this is my message, has to, the people, they have to say no. They have to use this word, which is just very simple, no.
Yeah.
Say no.
No, I do not consent. That's the point.
Yeah.
So ultimately, when you're saying we have to say no, you're saying you have to say no to the UN because they are really the oligarchs. And when they're talking about peace, they're talking about war because they're interested in war because that's a good way to make money. When they talk about wealth and economic liberty for everyone, they're talking about poverty because keeping people in poverty makes them money.
You control.
Yeah,
you control.
Control.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the moment, you know how many there are? More than 1 billion official, 1.2 billion people under $2 per day. The problem is that these oligarchs, all of them, are related with the system of the pedophilia one. Because we know that there are more than 8 million children per year, which they disappear. 8 million does mean the entire population of Austria. Mm-hmm. They disappear without any information, simply like that. This criminal act is have to be stopped. And we stop in the moment when the people arrive in the consciousness and the people they arrive to understand that this is not their life. Otherwise, we are not in the line anymore with what to receive from the nature. Mm-hmm. We receive a fantastic planet with a fantastic resources, and we destroy entirely. Everything is doing just for greed. For this reason, now we have not natural resources because we take everything for our greed.
They are trying to monopolize our resources. It goes very far. We have learned from some of the people who we interviewed, we have learned they're even trying to monopolize the air.
Do you know how is with this situation with water, by the way? Mm-hmm. I present this also to my students and also in UN. I made a report on that. I said, this is wrong to have a plastic bottle on the table. Number one, because it's in the plastic, which automatically is not natural. Mm-hmm. But number two is that because the water have to be in any place, in any house, in any restaurant, free. Free. How you can have the idea to make money for what is natural.
Yeah.
This is for everybody.
Yes.
It's not only for
me. But we have come used to this already as far as water is concerned. I wonder if people will get used to being able to consume the air only if they pay for it.
Yeah, of course. They are coming now to this point, yeah.
But so the answer to everything is to connect with nature instead of connecting with the UN and its puppets. Don't believe what these people are telling you. The people who have been fooling you all along, believe in what nature has to offer us.
Be yourself. I mean, be yourself before there's someone to say who you are. Knows who you are before the someone say to you who you are. Mm-hmm.